Learning a lot today about being skinny. Fat shaming, skinny shaming, thin privilege. Do you believe in any of that? 317-239-1009. Social media, Joe and Alex Show. Make sure you follow the show. We appreciate that. Plus, we read all your comments at Joe and Alex Show and our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook page.
We got a comment on Instagram. Alex nailed it. Everything you said in your rant is spot on. Transcribe it. And every time someone says something about privilege for thin people, say nothing and hand them a copy. Enough said. I'm so glad my daughter heard this today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lenny said, I completely agree with you, Alex. I've always been thin as well, a size 0/2, and every day is a constant struggle. I've gone through both anorexia and bulimia, which is something that continues to haunt me. I have panic attacks sometimes even at the grocery store. Body shaming is horrible no matter what size you are. People think that I'm so lucky to be thin and say how they wish they look like me when honestly I'm struggling as much as the next girl. The girls that are lucky are the ones that are confident with whatever size they have.
That's some real skill right there to actually be able to be happy in your own body. Eric, you used to be big. Is that true?
Yes, actually.
How big?
How big were you, man? Hey, this is a dude. Dudes only ask dudes that. Side note, Eric, I'm sorry. That is very rude, Alex.
Oh, you're
do
right.
not do that.
You're right. I just asked a guy how big he was.
Eric, sorry about that. How big were you?
You guys are cool. I was like 290, like almost pushing like 3-something, and that was like when I was in high school. And like when I turned 18, I just started. Actually, Miranda Coghill, she's a big, like, you know, I'm not really big on the drugs or whatever, but she's a little big of a weed head, and I don't really find weed that much of a drug, but she got me started on weed a little bit, and we just started losing weight. I'm talking about, like, it just flew away, and now I'm, like, 180, but I'm, like, getting back up there because I'm starting to get on the munchies.
I was going to say, how do you separate
the
two right there?
Yeah, I couldn't tell if you were saying weed, the video game, or weed.
No, pot. Ooh. Marijuana.
Smoking pot helps you lose it or gain it?
Mary Jane right there.
Yes, so does the Nintendo Wii.
But you eat more when you're smoking weed.
Is that what you've been led to believe, Alex? 317-239-1009. Christy, what's up? You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you agree that fat shaming and thin shaming are equal? Are they different? What do you think?
Well, I will preface this by saying I've been thin my whole life. Like skinny, skinny, skinny until I hit. Then I got some curves. I don't want to say I was thin shamed because that was around 20 years ago when I was in school. You just were skinny or you were fat. People made fun of you no matter what your body was. But typically people make fun of skinny people because they want to be thin. I'm just being honest. They want that body type. So there is a form of shaming, but it's more out of, I don't want to say jealousy, but it's more out of that they would rather have that body type.
Do you think people are more against it because they get, like, I don't know. You think everybody wants to be skinny? I think maybe it's just people don't want to get made fun of.
I do. I think deep down people do. Everybody wants to look good, okay? We all know this. But I think at the end of the day, everybody just needs to grow up, get over yourself. Not everything has to be an issue. Not everything has to be an article. Not everything has to be a problem. We're all adults. We're not all going to be 13 forever and have body image issues. If you don't like it, do something about it. Don't read an article and base your whole life around it.
Good point.
Get over yourself. If you don't want to be fat, figure it out. If you are too skinny, figure it out. Whether that means get therapy to get better about it in your own mind or go to the gym. I'm sorry. I know I'm being mean, but everybody's such big babies these days.
Hey, thank you, Christy.
You're welcome.
Let's talk to Amy. Amy, you agree with Alex. Have you had that experience?
No, I've always been kind of like a bigger girl. I played sports, like softball, and I always had a bigger upper body and was a lot bigger than other girls. But I still think that even today, no matter what you look like, people are going to find a way to find something wrong with you.
What do you do to help yourself stay confident?
I just surround myself with people that I know don't care what I look like. And if somebody has something to say to me, it gets to me at first, but then I'm over here like, you know, overall that what they say doesn't matter because I have so many other people in my life who support me and who, you know, just think that I am a beautiful person.
That's great.
And I just believe them.
That's good. You are beautiful. We're all beautiful.
Hey, thank you.
Group
hug.
Nobody's told me I'm beautiful once this morning. Hey, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Jennifer, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. I'll get to her. Ben, what's up, man? You used to be really big?
Yes, I was in high school, almost 300 pounds.
By the way, I respect all you bigger guys. I'm right now like 385, so I'm even bigger than that. But I get you. I one time was 300 pounds and I got married. But what do you think, man? Like, do you agree? Is there a difference? Are they all the same thing in different ways?
I'll tell you what. I got made fun of by guys in high school for being really big. And now that they're older and bigger and I got smaller, I get made fun of for being the only in shape one. Either
really?
Way,
it, wow.
Yes, absolutely. So it's a win-lose situation depending on how you are. So I would say for anybody, just go exercise. You want to be bigger, exercise, lift weights. You want to be smaller, exercise, lift weights. The weed, I don't know. That to me sounds like I'm going to put on some fat.
That's what I think.
But you'll be relaxed doing it, though. I don't know. I know a guy that smokes weed, and he lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, if you, I guess maybe you're mixing it with some other drugs that don't make you hungry, but I don't know. I either way, whatever. I don't think it's the weed. I think it's the mindset. It never bothered me. It shouldn't bother anybody else. If you like yourself and you like yourself, go exercise. It'll help your confidence. Also, Alex, you're perfect.
Oh, thank you so much.
Ben, man, congratulations on getting healthy like that. That's great news. Jennifer, you have a body shaming thing. What did you want to say about it?
Well, I really just wanted to say that body shaming is horrible regardless of the size targeted, but I do feel like either side of the spectrum has the right to speak out on it. I'm not sure if they're equal, but I will say as someone who's always been a healthy weight for the most part on the smaller side, I do feel like that being thinner gives me some privileges in the world. And
what kind of privileges? Like, you know, what kind of privileges that give you?
I was saying that, like, if you're going to go on a trip, and you purchase an airline ticket, if you are overweight, there is a chance that you will get charged more money. That's crazy, you know? And I don't think as a thin person that sort of thing is going to happen to you.
Right, but the people that are getting charged for...
pretty shameful.
Okay, but the people that are getting charged for an extra seat are huge. I mean, these are people that are struggling with obesity. And I'm saying that's unhealthy, just like an anorexic person is
unhealthy. Would you look at me as one of those people?
I don't know. I mean, you said you're obese, that you're like way overweight.
I'm saying I am. I'm technically super morbidly obese as far as my BMI, which is an interesting thing. But
right, so that's unhealthy.
Would you say that I should pay too then? Like, I'm saying
if your body is spilling over into the seat next to you where you're going to be touching or on top of the person next to you, then, I mean,
yeah,
what are you supposed to do? You know what I mean? It sucks. It's horrible. And yes,
I'm trying to keep you warm. You're complaining you're cold. Here, take some of mine.
If that is happening to you as a bigger person, that is so embarrassing. And I can't even imagine awful that is. But you know that if you're at that point, then you are unhealthy and you've got to get yourself down to a more healthy weight.
So should I go like in the cargo area for that flight then? Just strap me down. Jennifer, make sure you're calling to screw him with everybody.
I'm talking about a normal, like, you're a curvy person or you're just a naturally thin person. But there are dangerous sides of the spectrum, whether you're majorly obese, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds overweight, or, you know, really, really underweight. Those are both dangerous, and you need help for both of those things. But I'm not talking about those.
Sarah, Facebook messages. Fat shaming and skinny shaming are both things. A couple of my friends and I started a group called Misfits, and we do shoots and conventions embracing if you're super skinny or if you're super BBW.
Big, beautiful women.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to say, I don't look that up online.
I don't know that.
There is no normal body. As long as you're healthy, nobody should be making comments about what your body should look like. People can be really mean, but she didn't say really mean.